Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Sequel Perspectives. I'm your host, Renika Koch, and we're thrilled to kick off this podcast by highlighting the incredible stories within our sequel community. Today, we have a very special guest. She's the reigning Miss Social Sciences and also the president of Sisters for Sisters in Reach. Please welcome Miss Rebecca James. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi,
how are you, Rebecca?
I'm awesome. Thank you for asking.
How do you feel being on the Sequel Perspectives, the first guest on our podcast?
Seeing that I'm the first guest, I think it's an honor, honestly, to be a part of it. And I actually look forward to more wonderful episodes.
Okay, so to break the ice, you know, we want to speak about your pageantry experience. So we would be playing Would You Rather?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, so being a college student and you were in a pageant, you know, most people think it's just a beauty contest. So these questions would basically set the way for, you know, the questions ahead. So would you rather lead a successful campus initiative that no one knows you were behind or receive full credit for a smaller but impactful project?
I would lead one that nobody knows I was behind. To be honest, sometimes I like being behind the scenes. And knowing that it will have a greater impact, I'd definitely rather be behind the scenes because you don't necessarily want credit all the time if it's going to be a bigger impact.
Sounds good, actually. Okay, so would you rather be known as an exceptional pageant queen or as an inspiring leader on campus?
I think that one is easy. I'd rather be an
exceptional pageant queen or an inspiring leader on campus.
I would rather be an inspiring leader on campus. I try to be a good example for those around me. So I'd definitely rather be a good leader.
Love to hear that. And would you rather mentor other pageant contestants or lead a student organization related to your platform?
Actually, I would like to lead other pageant contestants because pageantry is something that I love. I not only like being a part of it, I like watching other pageant contestants. So being in a pageant, I would have some experience. I'd prefer to lead other pageant contestants because it's not only about the pageantry, it's also about advocacy. It's about bringing forward other initiatives, bringing forward things you're passionate about.
All right, love to hear that. So let's talk about you being Miss Social Sciences. A lot of baby Sequelites, maybe they don't know that we have Miss Social Sciences on hall, and maybe they're not even considering it. So can you tell us what inspired you to become Miss Social Sciences?
I mean, it's really simple. I've always loved pageants and what it represents, not only beauty, but passion for a greater cause. So initially, I knew before coming to university that I wanted to enter the social sciences. So I knew I wanted to enter in my second year as well. So what inspired me was really my love for pageantry and love for a greater cause.
And what's it been like so far?
So far, it's been smooth sailing. I've attended a few events. I've met with a few persons. And I've started planning some initiatives that I want to carry out for the year.
Do you mind telling us about those initiatives?
So I'll speak on one briefly. So I'm very passionate about mental health because I am someone who does struggle with anxiety, and I think it's very important to acknowledge the things that we may struggle with in whatever position we are in. So for me, I'm passionate about mental health. I look forward to working with the faculty and implementing a mental health campaign, specifically a mental health resource fair.
Lovely. Another question is, how has Miss Social Sciences, you know, created growth for you as a person?
So for me, it has helped with public speaking. It has helped with my networking. So you get to meet new people every day. The different functions that you go to, you meet new people. And it inspires you to keep pushing and also to advocate for different issues with the platform that I have.
Okay, so one thing I want to know is, was it what you expected? Was being Miss Social Sciences what you expected?
Yes and no. Yes, because I expected it to be fulfilling, and it is. And no, because though it has been fulfilling, it has not been easy carrying it out.
Okay. Okay, so you mentioned earlier that you're passionate about mental health awareness, and given that October is Mental Health Awareness Month, can you tell us how you've balanced being, you know, a leader, being Miss Social Sciences, and your academics? Because I know it's rough out here for everyone. So can you tell me a bit about how you've balanced those things in your life?
Right, so for me, balancing is all about having someone in your corner. So a lot of the times, I like to have one of my friends to keep me accountable. So they help me to remember what I need to do, because sometimes we do forget thinking of all the things we have to do. So I would say have someone in your corner that you can talk to. They know your schedule. They can keep you accountable.
Okay, Rebecca, so you mentioned that you like to be around people in terms of bettering your mental health. But what about those who don't find it comfortable to confide in anyone, the people that are introverts? What do you have to say for them?
Okay, so I would say to find something that you love and to hold it close to you. So whether or not that's journaling, if it's drawing, if it's that you find a passion around volunteering, we have so many programs, even here on SeaCo, that you can be a part of. You have Sign Language Club. That may be something that you're interested in. So you have the IGIG program. If you're interested in doing background work there, that would be great for you. Or if you are comfortable enough, you can speak with a healthcare professional. So they are big on confidentiality. So if that's something that you like, there are a number of avenues for you to go through.
Awesome. And, you know, we're all university students. So how much do you think about prioritizing our mental health? You know, because some people don't know how to, especially the new SeaColites, they don't know how to balance school and their personal life. So how do you think they should prioritize their mental health?
Well, I think you should put your mental health first, above all. Even above schoolwork, as strange as it sounds. Because if you are mentally, if you're having mental issues, it's going to affect your schoolwork, definitely. So put your health first, your mental health first, and then I think it will reflect in your schoolwork, reflect in your extracurriculars too.
Right. So I noticed you mentioned clubs earlier. How you mention, say you're the president for Sisters in Reach. So can you tell us about that?
Right, so currently I am the president of the Sisters for Sisters in Reach program. We are focused on fundraising and then giving back to our fellow SeaColites. So recently we even did a cake sale, and you know, funds from that will definitely be put back into SeaCo.
So can you tell us about any key initiatives that you are working on for the academic year?
Right, so we plan on continuing our grocery grants. Just on Friday we gave 3 students grocery grants, so I know that we'll be able to help them. So we plan on continuing with the grocery grant, and also we hope to have a tuition grant before this academic year ends.
Oh, awesome. So what impact do you think the Sisters for Sisters in Reach will have on this community?
So what I really wanted to do for the community is to be a space where persons can come if they are ever in need, and a space where they aren't afraid to come to get financial assistance or otherwise get help from us.
Now, on the topic of giving away, and everybody knows that university people love free things, me love free things. So our sponsor for this episode is Amores Crafts, and we will be doing a little giveaway, you know. But first, you guys have to be following the Pelly Dot Media. So follow, interact with the page, everything. The question is, what sort of items does Amora's Crafts sell? Now you guys can send the answers to the you can direct message us at the Pelly.media on Instagram. And if you guys now follow me, you're not get nothing. So please follow up the page. Alright. So back to you, Rebecca. So you're deeply involved in university life. You're Miss Social Sciences. How has that experience shaped you today, being involved?
So it has helped me to be a more extroverted person, a more outspoken person. It has helped with my public speaking, because when I was younger, I did have a fear of going in front of crowds, even going in front of a small room speaking to person. So it built my confidence.
So even on hall life, you know, the experience of Mary Sequel has been a unique one. So can you share a bit about what the community on Sequel means to you?
So it means sisterhood, and I don't take that word very lightly. So for me, Sequel is all about sisterhood, having someone in your corner, if that's one friend, if that's your whole block, if that's the whole hall. So it's really about sisterhood for me.
Yes, it is. Lovely. So another question I have for you is that you are in your final year, correct?
Yes.
And where do you see yourself after graduation?
So I see myself completing my master's in corporate finance at UWE. And then I will seek to be a financial analyst or economic analyst at the Bank of Jamaica.
Yeah, guys. So, you know, big bank worker when she finished school. All right. So this one isn't, you know, this question isn't tied back to everything else. It's just for the sisters that are listening to know a bit about you. So it's like a fun question in a sense. Okay. So if you were to have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Huh. And it can be Jamaican.
Anybody. American, anybody.
Anyone? I think I would have dinner with Marcus Garvey. That's one. I would have dinner with Viola Davis. I'd have dinner with...
Yeah, but you have to tell me why I know.
I'll go through that after. And I'll have dinner with probably our Prime Minister. Yeah.
So can you tell us why you would have dinner with these people?
Right. So for Marcus Garvey, because he's my favorite national hero. I mean, from I've been young, in primary school, I was in Garvey House. We share almost the same birthday as well. And I also am close with his values that he represented. You know, he said, a person without knowledge of their past history is like a tree without roots. So that resonated with me. Also, our prime minister, because he is a great leader. I do believe he's a great leader, and I could learn something sitting at a table with him. Viola Davis, because she is a very strong black woman.
Oh, lovely. I would say anyone I would have dinner with, dead or alive. Dead or alive. I'm a big music fan. Okay. So, and speaking on the topic of mental health awareness, my person would be NF, because his music has brought me through a lot, especially being a university student. Like, music is my outlet. So for all the sisters listening, music can be your outlet, guys. You don't have to, you know, do anything extravagant. It just has to be something that you are comfortable with. All right, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. You've been such an inspiration, and I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot from you and what you've shared. So before we wrap up, is there anything you would like to say to our audience?
I would like to say, in whatever you do, make it count.
You hear that, guys? Make it count. And that's a wrap for our first episode of Sequel Perspectives. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back with more inspiring stories from the amazing members of our community. Until next time, stay inspired, take care of yourselves, and support one another. See you guys soon. A big thank you to our sponsor, Amorous Crafts JA. And you guys can find items on her website. That's amoruscraftsja.card.co, card with two R's. And you can find her on Instagram at amorous.craftja. Also, on a run out, follow our Instagram and our TikTok at thepelly.media.